serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The 8-man, 4-woman jury reached a verdict on 2 counts of sex trafficking and 2 counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. But on racketeering conspiracy, the jury wrote in a note, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides." Combs looked shaken, slumped in his seat, wiping his eyes as his lawyers stood around him, his children rushing back to court.
The suspect in the Idaho college student murders will be in court today, where he is expected to change his plea to guilty. Brian Koberger expected to receive 4 consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole. 2,000 flight cancellations on Tuesday because of the weather, most of them in and out of New York and Washington. Some of those affected by the airline troubles, members of Congress who have been called back, the House anyway, to the Capitol to vote on the budget bill. This is ABC News. Evacuations issued on Tuesday for people in Hartford, Wisconsin, following a train derailment. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
The freight train was carrying lumber, diesel, and even laughing gas. That train derailed, causing minor injuries to 3 train workers. Hartford Fire Chief Tony Burgard says 3 train engines and 19 cars in all overturned. But he says the diesel was not likely the cause of that evacuation.
So we tried to make the leak as small as possible. There is a waterway, a tributary that does lead into the Rubicon River, that it looks like we are successful keeping all the diesel fuel out of that tributary.
The cause of the leak still under investigation. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The company behind Corona Beer says sales are slowing. Constellation Brands reporting net sales of just over $2.5 billion in the most recent quarter, missing expectations. Tariffs on beer imports and aluminum for the cans, both hitting Corona's bottom line. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With high temperatures forecasted this week, it is very important to remember some tips if you're going to be out in the heat. These include staying hydrated, avoiding sugary, caffeinated, or alcoholic drinks, staying cool, wearing lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors, protecting yourself from the sun by wearing a hat with a wide brim, sunglasses, and sunscreen. Taking cool showers or baths. You can also use a wet cloth, spray water on your skin, or wear damp clothing. Limiting outdoor activities to when it's cooler, such as in the early morning or after sunset, and staying in the shade. And remembering which groups are at risk. Remember, even though you don't think you're at risk, you may be. Especially for those who have chronic health conditions, take medications, women who are pregnant, babies and young children, older adults, people with disabilities, people without air conditioning, athletes, and many more. Remember to also keep an eye on who's around you and ensure that they are hydrated and staying safe as well. Remember, it's times like this where we do need to be a little bit more vigilant to keep an eye on our health. July 11th, 18th, and the 25th at 2 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place, 2 p.m., July 11th, 18th, and 25th, on North 8236 Highway 13 in Phillips. A nationwide tour calling attention to cuts in Medicaid and SNAP makes a stop in Northeast Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
FairShare America is traveling the country in the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour, rallying against the budget bill running through the U.S. Congress right now. The tour stopped in Oshkosh Monday. Kristen Crowell is the executive director of FairShare America, and she called out Senator Ron Johnson for wanting to cut Medicaid and SNAP benefits.
In the last several hours, Senator Johnson has offered an amendment that would cut Medicaid even deeper by $330 billion more dollars. That brings the total people that are facing losing health care in this country up to 20 million American people.
The bus tour is continuing through July 14th as it heads towards the West Coast. In addition to the Oshkosh stop, the tour also stopped in Racine on Monday. Today, it visits La Crosse.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
98Q Country.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple of years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money, but that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy in Miles Turner who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there, but this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Visitors to America's most popular wilderness area, right here in the upper Midwest, could be looking at some substantial user fee increases. I'm talking about the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeast Minnesota, and these changes will be up for public review. More details when we return, but first. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake, know the species, size, and abundance, get expert local insight, navigate to the right ramp fast, then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports, make your own with Onyx Fish. The Superior National Forest, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is proposing increases to recreation fees for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The agency says the higher fees would increase education and maintenance and enhance the visitor experience. The Superior National Forest is accepting public review and comments through Tuesday, September 2nd. The proposed increases are substantial. The proposal would increase boundary water fees from $8 to $20 per youth per trip and from $16 to $40 per adult per trip. In other words, a group of four that's been paying $48 will now pay $160 for a permit. The U.S. Forest Service will have a couple of in-person public meetings and one virtual meeting in mid-July to take comments directly. For complete details, visit fs.usda.gov, then on the homepage toggle switch, select Superior National Forest. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect.
were so sad. It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. Once I'm mad at you, hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had a big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good.
Uno, two, three, one.
What's the matter you?
Hey.
Got no respect.
Hey.
What do you think you do?
Hey.
Why you look so sad?
Hey.
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the best this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
And just like that, another edition of Reality Radio is off and running at 8:13, and we have a lot of local stuff going on here today. Greg Gunderson is shutting the door.
That's bye.
Fine. No, I don't need it. That's fine. We have Jeff Haken who's going to join us in just a little bit. The Round Ball Revolution is coming up this weekend in Phillips, and he's going to join us in just a moment to get us all informed on what's going on. In fact, that just a moment, I believe, is going to be right now as I pick up the phone. Hotline right on the air. Mr. Hakenen, how we doing?
Hey, Joel. Thanks for having me today. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking time for us. A lot of work has gone into this big event, Round Ball Revolution. How many years are we going on this now?
I think we're on year number 5 of Round Ball Revolution, and it's picking up speed every year. It's getting a little bit better, a little bit bigger, a wider variety of kids. We always have it on kind of a different weekend. This weekend it's on 4th of July weekend. Last year it was the week before. And you get a different variety of kids each time. So this year we have 38 teams from all over the state, a couple up in the UP, and there's 140 kids. And we're going to be down at the park on Saturday. Playing basketball starting at 9 o'clock, and it goes till about 5.
All right. Talk about the park, first of all, because I know a lot of people have put in a lot of work into that the Elk Lake basketball courts there and making it friendly for all ages. And I know you can't list everybody, but there's been a lot of community support for that, Jeff.
There absolutely has. You know, I mean, it goes back to, I think it was Jake Olson headed up his Boy Scout troop and put that first court out there many years ago. When I came back into town here, I had a bigger idea. I wanted to see a little bit more. We started putting basketballs down at the courts, and kids were down there a little bit more. And I wanted to do this 3-on-3 tournament. I was lucky enough to have the wild game feed that Birch Island, Dan and Holly Vernick got. Let us do for a fundraiser, and we were able to raise some money there, and along with a lot of other support along the way, put a court down there, and it looks beautiful, and all the other things that are going on down at the court with music in the park and this and that, but it's so nice down there and family oriented, and the courts are coming a long way. We keep up on them, and And they're ready for a three-on-three tournament. You know, it's made for that down there.
Yeah, let's talk about folks who want to come down and watch and what we have going on. I'm sure we'll have a little food and beverages and stuff down there and a good lawn chair, and folks will probably get some good entertainment, right?
You got it. Hey, bring your own chair. They're going to have, you know, the chamber is putting on all of their stuff, and they have music going down in the music in the park. There's the craft fair. There's going to be all kinds of food vendors down there, the food trucks down there for this. I think they even have, like, the marching band, Wisconsin Badgers, coming down there, and they march through there. We'll be down there. It's going to be activity down there. There is a chance of some rain. We're looking. We're hoping that pushes off. If it's a washout, I'm going to be over at the high school with the tournament. But I'm really hoping we're able to have it down at the courts. That's kind of the whole ambiance of it is being down at the courts there.
Yeah, and we have all ages. What's the age range for the kids that will be playing Saturday?
If you want to come and watch early on, pretty much all day is a different variety of kids. There's some high school kids starting on one court. But my favorite is the kindergarten through second, along with the third and fourth graders. We lower the rims down to 8 feet. And, you know, we let them get away with a little bit of traveling and this and that. And
so it's like an NBA game, you're saying, right? Yeah.
It's exactly like an NBA game, Joel. And it's a lot of fun, and it's really competitive. And, you know, kids that age don't have a lot of opportunity to compete. And this is a chance for them to get out there, and they really look forward to it. And, you know, all the community support that we can get down there to cheer these kids on, it means so much to them playing in front of a lot of people. And, you know, usually it's pretty packed down there. Get a lot of people down there and, you know, come and watch. It's free to come and watch everything. Not trying to sell anyone, just trying to get everyone down there and enjoy the special day.
Yeah, and players from probably all the area schools, right? Prentice, Schwamigan, Phillips, I would guess, from all the area schools, right?
You got it, Bob. Schwamigan has a nice showing there. Phillips, of course, you know, I know everyone over here. So we have a lot of them. I know a lot of Prentice was out doing different things, and there wasn't a lot of from Prentice this year. But you can go around a lot north of here, you know what I mean? All the way up to Hurley and Ashland, we've got kids. But you'll see some faces that you know for sure if you come on down.
So are we going to see the Jeff Hakenin versus the kindergartners game this year? Is that going to happen? Are you going to beat up on them a little bit?
That's a great idea. I'm getting at that age, though, that, you know, I've seen a lot of Achilles injuries happening. So I'm a little bit nervous. We do have halfway through, I think it's right around noon, we're going to do Lightning this year, the game called Lightning. Okay. And all the kids get involved in that. In each division, we have really nice prizes for the winners, and that's a lot of fun. So I might jump into that and take a couple shots, but you know how it is now, Joel. Some days they're going, and some days it looks pretty rough, and I shouldn't be trying it anymore.
Well, I saw a promo on Facebook from a couple years ago, and it was you making 1 3-point shot and just putting your hand in the air, and that was it. That was the end of the video. That was your highlight.
That was it was amazing that a kid captured it. So we pretended that was the only shot of the night.
Yeah, and this is a very special year because a lot of times you're the only event going down there, which is fine. But now when you combine all the 4th of July and the arts and crafts and stuff like that, this is a great opportunity for people to come down, take it all in, grab a lawn chair, and get a good look at the Round Ball Revolution event.
Absolutely. You won't get bored. I can promise you that. We have a DJ down there, DJ Jeff Munson, and he does an amazing job. He's taking this tournament to the next level with the little things he puts into it. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of energy down there, and you can really feel the energy with all the kids playing, the music going, the food trucks, and all the people. So it's the most fun time of the year. I tell everyone it's like going to the wedding every year. It's something I really look forward to, and just love seeing everyone that comes down and appreciates what everyone's doing down at that park, because You know, Phillips is really lucky, Joel, to have that park. I know a lot of other communities drive by and say, wow, you know, I wish we had all this going down, you know, going on down by us. So we're really fortunate to have it. It's a great time to celebrate and really looking forward to seeing everyone down there.
Yeah, and it's a, it seems like it's really a great event that not only celebrates the sport, celebrates the competition, but even more importantly, Jeff, I think celebrates the sportsmanship and the relationships because a lot of these kids playing against each other and know each other already, right?
They do. You know what? We have my son JJ and Cooper from over in Schwamigan are, you know, best of buddies, and they play together in the summer, but in school season they got to play against each other. And you see some, you know, this is a little different. It's competitive, but they're mixed and matched a little bit. You might see a Schwamigan kid with a Phillips kid going head to head against a Prentice kid and Phillips kid, so to speak. And it's just good energy. Good sportsmanship. I know, you know, my son and my daughter, they're not so worried about having the top players on their team. It's just kind of getting kids on their team and you know, going to compete, getting shots up, and just having a really good time.
Yeah. So 9 o'clock is when we'll have the first game Saturday. Is that right?
9 o'clock is the first game. There's going to be a half-hour break midday right around noon where we have some fun little events where the kids will win prizes. And then it goes on in the afternoon. And the last game, I believe, is at right about 5 o'clock. And that's as long as we have good weather down there. If it's a washout, like you said, and you don't see us down there, we're going to be at the high school. But I'm going to do everything I can to have it down at the park. And it's going to be round ball five is going to be the biggest and the best, and it gets a little bit better every single year, Joel.
Yeah, and I can, from me, a coach myself and running some tournaments, Jeff, I know what it takes to put all this together with getting the referees and the scorers and everything. And,
yeah.
And Jeff, it takes just a community almost to put this event on, and I know we want to thank everyone who has volunteered to ref and all that stuff, because without every one of them, it doesn't happen, right?
Joe, that is so important to say. You know, this tournament, like I said, I'm not trying to sell anyone anything. These referees are coming in and helping out for free. The scorekeepers, there's two scorekeepers at every single game all day long. You know, people volunteering for registration. My wife and all the things that she does with, you know, beverages and different food things. And, you know, Steve Teeters organizes, you know, the scheduling. And we try to make everybody happy with it. And it's amazing what everyone is willing to do just to have one day of fun and really celebrate these kids.
All right, very good. Should be a good day down there. We'll work on the we'll get our civic meteorologist on that rain part, and we'll try to get that, push that away from us. All right, we'll work on that.
Yeah, maybe get Big G to go do a rain dance out in the parking lot or something.
All right, very good. Jeff, thank you for all you do for the kids. Appreciate it. Hope it's a great day for you Saturday.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You got Jeff Hakenin. Works with the Phillips program there, of course. He also is the voice of Logger Sports, and the Round Ball Revolution is Saturday down at Elk Lake Park. You got the arts and crafts and all the 4th of July stuff going on also down there. There's many reasons to go down there. Grab a lawn chair and watch our kids play some ball. We'll be talking more about the Phillips 4th of July celebration. The Chamber Executive Director there, Jonathan MacArthur, will join us at about 9:30 to chat with us here on Reality Radio. It is 8:23.
Get ready for the camping season with help from Bader Sports Center. They have tents, sleeping bags, cookware, and outdoor games to make your camping adventures comfortable and enjoyable. And to help ward off Wisconsin's unofficial state bird, the mosquito, pick up Thermacell appliances and repellent refills, as well as a full line of repellent sprays from Coleman. Whether you're a backwoods tent camper or a campground glamper, Bader's has what you need to make your time in Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods fun and relaxing. Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, more of Reality Radio. By the way, our keyword today is fun, F-U-N, fun. Get that to us and a couple of four-packs of tickets to the circus on Sunday, the Culpeper Merriweather Circus behind the Shawamigan High School on Sunday afternoon. We're sneaking up. Anytime July hits, we know that Flamborama and Pioneer Days and all that stuff is right around the corner, and Pioneer Days is, 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away already. And Don Christian has nice enough to stop by, relegated by Glenn Wagner, who's shirking today. But Don, we'll let him off the hook, right? He's got a new grandchild, so we'll let him off the hook.
We'll let him slide this time.
All right, very good, Don. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in. So Pioneer Days this weekend in Butternut. What are the dates on it this year?
July 25th. 26th and 27th.
All right. So 3 weeks away, basically. Yeah. And let's cover some of the highlights, because we're going to have folks in the next couple of weeks to kind of talk a lot about the sponsors and all that stuff. But let's kind of tease the people a little bit and give them a few highlights, starting out with Friday there, Don.
Well, on Friday, we have a new band this year on Friday night. It's called Shotgun Jane. It's a 6-piece band, country band.
Okay.
From everything I've read about them, they got some really good reviews. So
nice.
We'll tie in with your word of the day. Everybody come to Pioneer Days and have fun.
There you go. Good country band. It's always fun to, it's fun to bring back bands that people had, that was a good band, bring them back. But then it's always nice to have that newness of a new band too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what we have on Friday night. Okay.
And then on Friday night also, a group of people got the Butternut Bulldogs back together, the baseball team, and they will be playing Glidden on Friday night.
Okay. All right. That's the summer team, the Butternut Bulldogs?
Yeah. It's they're not in the upper 13 league, but.
Yeah. But the ones that play in the summertime with the Mellon and all the teams up there. Okay. So what time is that again on Friday?
That is at 6 p.m., I believe.
6 p.m. Okay. Very good.
And then the music starts at 8.
Okay.
This year we have a full carnival. K&M Rides will be there with wristband specials on Friday night and Saturday.
Okay. All right. Any other highlights we want to kind of point out through the weekend there?
Well, there's the softball tournament starts Saturday morning.
Okay.
And then we also have a volleyball tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, that's something that's really grown with the new courts that were put in. Last year, was it?
Yes, we've added a second court, and I believe they're still looking for a few teams, but it's been growing every year.
Yeah, they're very nice courts, too. Very nice. Yeah. All right, anything else you wanted to point out?
Oh, and Friday night we also have arm wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Association is there.
All right.
They run an event. So everybody can come up and test their skills.
All right. The carnival part of it is big, because that's tougher and tougher for area festivals to get the carnivals.
Yes, so, that's very tough.
And K&M does a real nice job. Good local folks there.
Yeah. And then one other new event we have this year, it's called Twins of Terror Haunted Attraction, will be taking a place in the fair building. The folks that put on the haunted house at the Butternut School, they approached us about doing one for Pioneer Days. So they're going to have it all set up. They do a fantastic job with it.
So a haunted house, basically.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. That will be very interesting. Yes. And that's right inside the fair building, which is just kind of right there by the stage.
Right by the stage, yes.
Yeah, that building to the left of the stage there. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then the Butternut Youth League and Butternut High School Junior Class will be running the kitchen.
All right.
And then we'll have Lolas and Double D's there.
Okay. All right.
To provide food for everybody and Bobber's Ice Cream.
Okay. All right. It's still 3 weeks away, but we want you to put it on your calendar that weekend of the 25th. There's all events going on. It gets kind of cranked up later Friday, and then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And Carl up there usually does a little cornhole tournament on Sunday, and I think there's some horseshoes going on.
Horseshoes on Saturday.
That is like a state-sanctioned event, I think it is. So it's always a good time. Always really good food inside of the building there with the high schoolers doing that this year. So, all right, Don. Anything else you wanna hit on?
There's the normal things. We have the mud run on Saturday.
Okay.
Lake State Mud Racing Association, and then the horse pull on Sunday.
Okay. All right. So tons of activities. We'll talk more about it, and you can always catch it online, too. There's flyers all over the place, too. So preparation underway, grass being trimmed, all that stuff. Another big day, top of the hill. Historic Butternut, Wisconsin for Pioneer Days. If you're new to the area and you have never heard of or taken in Pioneer Days, it is it's got an old-time feel to it. It really does. A traditional festival, Don,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's in the park. It's people like the atmosphere. There's shade.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
just a lot for everybody to do.
Yeah, and there's plenty of shade. Yeah, all the trees up there. All right, Don. Well, thank you for subbing in for Glenn this week. We appreciate it very much. Good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet, Don Christian. Pioneer Days in Butternut. Three weekends away on the weekend of the 25th, up top of the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll do some hopefully some more extensive birthdays in a moment, but I don't want time to get away and without wishing Patricia and Rick, the Shaneborns, are celebrating an anniversary today. 40 plus-ish in that range. So Patricia and Rick, happy anniversary to both of you today. We'll put you in for the cake drawing, which of course will come up on Friday. Oh, Mr. John Klimowski is celebrating a birthday today. Look at John go. John, happy birthday to you. We had Dawn calling that in. I think another call came in that I took also. And Joanne Kleinschmidt also is celebrating a birthday today. So, Joanne, happy birthday to you. We do the birthdays weekday mornings right around 8:30 here, and then we take all the names from the week, we toss them into a box, and then we draw out a weekly winner of a cake, a free one, from the Super One Bakery. So if you have a birthday or anniversary, you're welcome to call us at 715-762-3221. You're also welcome to email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And more rolling in as we speak. We have Dave Scott, who's celebrating also a birthday today. So, Dave, happy birthday to you. Lots of July 2nd babies here. We're going to talk a little Catkins. We've got a lot of community events to cover here, and we'll get to all that after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The 8-man, 4-woman jury reached a verdict on 2 counts of sex trafficking and 2 counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. But on racketeering conspiracy, the jury wrote in a note, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides." Combs looked shaken, slumped in his seat, wiping his eyes as his lawyers stood around him, his children rushing back to court.
The suspect in the Idaho college student murders will be in court today, where he is expected to change his plea to guilty. Brian Koberger expected to receive 4 consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole. 2,000 flight cancellations on Tuesday because of the weather, most of them in and out of New York and Washington. Some of those affected by the airline troubles, members of Congress who have been called back, the House anyway, to the Capitol to vote on the budget bill. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. During these nice months, it's important to remember to keep an eye out for motorcyclists. Some tips include remembering to share the road, not the lane, because although it may look like there's enough room in a single lane for both an automobile and a motorcycle, you should remember the motorcycle needs the room to maneuver safely. This does include slowing down and increasing your following distance so that the motorcycle has enough space to do what it needs to do. Also remember that what may be a minor annoyance to a person in a vehicle could be a major hazard to a motorcyclist. These include potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, groove pavement, and more. Another tip is remembering to look in all directions during left turns. Motorcycle crashes involving another motor vehicle continue to account for nearly half of all motorcyclist fatalities in the United States. Before you turn left, remember to look for oncoming traffic, especially motorcycles, because they are smaller than you are, and it's easier to miss them. Be sure to check your blind spots as well, because as mentioned, motorcycles do have a smaller profile, so they can blend into blind spots much easier than other vehicles. These are only a few tips to keep in mind, but remember, it's not just you on the road out there. Keep your eyes open, pay attention, and put your phone down. Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m., over at the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there's a sound bath experience. This event is a form of sound healing where you're surrounded by a variety of instruments such as crystal singing bowls, rain sticks, a gong, crystal chimes and rattles, which create vibrations to promote relaxation, balance, and well-being. Be sure to bring a yoga mat, a bolster, a pillow, or a blanket. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m. in the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. The cost is $10 per person. Fireworks can be a blast, but they can also ruin the fun if someone gets hurt and are no fun at all for those sensitive to loud, unexpected noises. Melissa Kay has more.
Tens of thousands of people were treated in emergency departments last year in the U.S. for fireworks-related injuries. Eric Mackey, MD, an Aspirus emergency medicine physician, said they see a lot of burn injuries from fireworks.
One of the most common things that causes burns is sparklers. They are fun, and I know everybody enjoys them at this time of year, but they burn at extremely high temperature, and even when the firework has completed, the residual stick from the sparkler remains very hot.
Mackey said firecrackers that explode can cause serious injuries.
Those can have more devastating impacts.
An important safety strategy involves making sure children are supervised appropriately and that an adult is the one igniting the fireworks. You should never place any part of your body directly over the firework when lighting the fuse.
The other thing we commonly see are eye-related injuries from burning embers or portions of fireworks that find their way into the eye.
Along with the more than 14,000 people treated in ERs last year, there were also 11 deaths.
Some of the other high-risk things are, again, the much more explosive firecracker and even more explosive type of fireworks designed primarily to make loud bang.
And those loud bangs can have a devastating effect on our pets and on our military veterans who have survived combat. If you have a neighbor who is a combat veteran, please be courteous when shooting off fireworks. Consider letting them know, especially if you will be lighting them off prior to the 4th of July or after.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple of years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money, but that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy in Miles Turner who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there, but this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
For a great family 4th of July weekend event, take part in the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 5th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the VFW Hall. You can register through Race Roster or by using a QR code from the Lions Facebook page or at the Phillips Chamber webpage. T-shirts are limited and the cost is $20, or same-day registration from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. costs $30. The Lions Club would like to thank all sponsors and volunteers who help and support this event.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Earn up to $200 free play when you join the Lake Club. Bring a friend and you'll get an additional $15 more when they sign up. Don't forget to download our app for free slot game fun on the go. Slots, table games, sportsbook, entertainment, dining, and the friendliest staff in the North Woods. We've got it all at the lake. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Must be 21 to play.
If you want to win those free circus tickets today, FUN, F-U-N, text that to us through the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Just hit WCQM, text F-U-N, FUN, and you'll be in. We'll announce the winners. Today's winners from yesterday have already been texted. So get us a keyword and your chance to win. We'll talk a little circus, a little flamborama, and much more. Courtney with the Park Falls Chamber, Executive Director. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
We are looking forward to some fun summer events. Of course, we have 4th of July with a lot of fun activities going on down kind of in the Legion, the parade and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Legion and the Park Falls Area Development Corporation and Northwoods Young Professionals are hosting a wonderful 4th of July celebration on Friday. Hopefully the weather holds out, but it does look like they secured a rain location inside the Legion Hall. So those activities will still be going on if it is poor weather, just adjusting like we all have to do when it gets bad out there.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of looking at some scattered showers here and there. I think we're all going to be fine.
I hope so, because tonight, Wednesday Night Live, it's so nice in the park.
And yeah, yeah.
Just like to be outside.
Exactly. So fun 4th of July activities on the 4th of July here in Park Falls, and then fireworks, of course, right there in the park, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Very good.
And then Sunday, the fun continues with the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is in town for two shows at 2 o'clock and 4:30. But you can join the fun early in the day. The circus actually invites the public to come down for free and watch them pop up the big top and set everything up. They start that at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. All right.
And it's a fun event. They actually have some people that walk around and kind of tell you a little bit about the circus and see how they take care of their animals and everything. Because they come in, they set everything up, and then when everything's done, they pack up and they're moving.
It is a well-oiled machine. They do locations in various towns kind of in the same area. And yeah, they set up, they go, they move, they got it. It's a well-oiled thing, isn't
it? It's amazing. I'm very fascinated. We had the wonderful Miss Skeeter the Clown was here on Monday, and she kind of gave us a little bit of the history of it at a meet and greet at O'Deer.
Yeah.
But right now, you can buy tickets ahead of time and save a little money. You can get those at our Chamber of Commerce office, here at the radio station, St. Croix Rod Factory Store, Forward Bank, and O'Deer Nutrition. And they also have some coloring sheets that are out there in the community where the kids can color it and turn it in at the souvenir station, and they get entered in to win a special souvenir after the circus.
All right, and tickets are a little cheaper ahead of time, so if you get them at the gate, they're just a couple bucks more, so save yourself a little bit of money there.
Yeah, right now it's children who are 12 and under is $8, and those same tickets, that $8 price is good for seniors 65 and older, and then anyone between 13 and 65 gets in for $13. So that price does go up at the day of the circus, so try and get your tickets ahead of time.
Under the big top Sunday, right behind the Shawamigan High School Elementary School here in Park Falls. 9:30 is free to come out and watch them do it, and then shows at 2 and 4:30.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
All right, very good. Very good.
Yeah, and then we lead into, we're already well into swing for Flamborama, and if you are interested in joining in on any of the athletic activities, we have registration open, so the Evergreen 5K registration is open right now. This year, the Rotary is going to be doing a pickleball tournament out on the track. They have temporary setups they'll be putting up, and they're going to have up to 32 teams can
register. So in the middle of the football, you said the track?
All around the track, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's tested because when they put out the initial interest, so many people were interested that the tennis courts were not going to be enough, we'd be there for probably 6 days instead of just.
So they're going to utilize the hard surface on the track and just kind of set them up around the track area.
Yes. So they'll be using like the chalk paint stuff to put in those temporary tracks, and they've got like the nets and everything, temporary setups. So it'll be a nice little pickleball tournament helping raise money for helping improve the conditions at the track and going into that fund to redo the tennis courts. courts and make a pickle actually designated pickleball area is their goal.
So. Very fun. That's a great new event.
Yes. Avid.
And what day is that again?
That is going to be on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. You can register now. We have the registration up live on our website. All you have to do is go to Saturday, August 2nd on our calendar, and you'll see the full list of events that you can register for that day. And you can register online, or you can stop by the chamber office and pick up a registration form if you'd rather have a paper form.
Yeah, and probably for the pickleball, probably need to register ahead of time for that.
It would be best.
They kind of need to know, right?
Yeah, they are going to have registration open day of if they don't fill the 32 team slots that they have.
Okay.
But it's better if you really want to do it, register ahead of time just because it could fill up and they only have room for 32 teams for that tournament.
Right. Well, Flamborama is not that. We were just talking Pioneer Days, so we know Flamborama.
Yes.
It's at, what, four weeks? 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up really fast. I honestly didn't think 4th of July was this week. I thought I still had another week in here, but surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun 4th of July weekend with just tons of activities and great music, too.
Yes, we have wonderful music lineup this year for Flamborama. We have on Friday night is going to be Small Town Famous at 5 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Chris Krause with his full band joining us. And then Saturday, we have That 90s Band, and then Moniker is returning as our headliner on Saturday night, so we're very excited.
All right, very good. And we'll talk more Flamborama as we get just a little bit closer. All right.
Yes.
Anything else we missed you wanted to hit on?
That's all I can think of right now. I didn't have enough coffee this morning,
all
apparently.
Right. Don't forget your chamber bucks, right? We haven't mentioned that in a long time,
yes.
But they can always get chamber bucks. Great gift for any time, any birthday, anniversary, and know the money's
staying
local.
If you forgot to get a graduation gift, that makes an excellent little thing because they can use it, gas, groceries, anything they need.
Exactly. All right, Courtney. Talk to you again
soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Courtney from the chamber. More to come on Reality Radio. We'll talk a little Catkins in just a moment.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And more of Reality Radio. We got a lot of guests still lined up to join us here, so stay tuned. We have, I got to find my list. Oh, there it is over here. All right. I was going to tell you, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about the big 4th of July picnic coming up on Saturday and also the Phillips 4th of July celebration. And the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization has some events coming up, including helping to run and be the benefactor of the Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic. We get a monthly update from Tanya down at Catkins, and she's with us here this morning. Tanya, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
We'll give you a little break away from the furry friends here, and although Toby's running around here.
Yeah, there's always a dog here too, isn't there?
Yes, Toby, our house dog, running around here. So let's get a little update on what's going on down at Catkins, and how we're doing down there with the numbers of cats and dogs. What are we looking like down there?
Well, summer is our busiest time of the year, and it seems like all the animals come out of the woodwork in summer. It's not just busy with intake, but it's busy with outtake, with adoptions, too. Our adoption numbers are always higher in the summer, which we love to see. Of course, everybody wants to adopt a puppy or a dog when it's nice out so you can potty train in the nice weather versus the freezing cold in the winter. So we do see a lot more adoptions, but that also means a lot more kennels are opening, so we take in more animals in the summer months. So right now we have 85 animals at Catkins and in Foster. We have 22 dogs and 63 cats, and so we're very, very busy every day. Mm-hmm. There isn't a moment where we're not running around taking care of some sort of animal need. And of course, with it being the 4th of July week, this is the number one time of year where pets go missing. So shelters are very, very busy, especially on the 4th. A lot of dogs will be fearful spooked of the noises. It's not just fireworks, it's the crowds of people, parades. It's just a hard time, a stressful time for a lot of animals, especially dogs. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about making sure, even if your dog is typically off-leash and their recall is great, make sure you have them on a leash this weekend, because there's nothing worse than trying to celebrate and have fun for the 4th and your pet goes missing.
Right, right.
So,
it may not even be something you did. It may be the neighbor's M80 that all of a sudden, boom,
yeah,
there it is.
You know, those little bottle rockets and things, the teenagers are, it's not just on the 4th, it's kind of the whole month up here in these rural areas.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
are shooting off fireworks.
Exactly.
And all it takes is one loud bang and your pet will run away from that sound. And they're not going to go back to that area, even if it's your yard, because that's where they heard that scary noise. So it's really important, first of all, that you try to prevent that from happening. Keep your pet home this weekend. Shut the windows. Put on the TV. Let them be safe. If you do have to bring your pet with you, we have a lot of folks up visiting and camping. And, of course, those animals are not familiar with the area. Make sure you keep them on a leash. And write your name with a Sharpie on the collar and your phone number. So if they do go missing, the person who finds the dog can call you right away. And check your microchip information. If your cat and dog are microchipped, make sure it's up to date with your phone number and your address,
okay,
and make sure everything's current.
Okay. All right, some good tips. Good tips for all year, but especially the 4th of July here, where there's a lot going on.
Yes.
All right. How are the kitten numbers out there at Catkins? Have you been able to find homes for all those kittens you had a few weeks ago?
We did. We found homes for all of them except for one. We still have one little girl named Layla waiting for a home. So if you're looking to rescue a little kitty, all of her litter mates were adopted, and she's still waiting for her home. But we have a whole crew of kittens up and coming. They have to be at least 2 pounds to get spayed or neutered, so they're not quite there yet. So I think we have like 20 kittens in house, but more in foster, and we have waiting lists. People just keep finding more and more kittens, and so half of our quarantine area is little kitties, and they're so cute and so sweet, and a lot of people want to adopt them. So if you're in the market for a new kitten, keep your eye on our website, catkinsanimalrescue.org, because we're going to be listing a bunch within the next month.
All right. Catkins, your local animal rescue shelter here, for those of you who may be new to the area or touristing. Talk about the volunteer side of it. Any areas that we are in need of here in the summertime?
So we're doing pretty well with our walking volunteers and our cat socializers. I would say the one area that we are trying to really build on is our foster program. And so we're going to have a foster orientation night. We have a lot of people who are interested in fostering. They aren't really sure what it entails. And so this night is going to be to give you all the information you need, applications to foster, and just talk about what your responsibility is, what Catkins provides for you, how long you need to foster, and just answer all of those questions you might have about fostering. And that's going to be Tuesday, July 15th at 5:30 out at the shelter. And we do ask that you pre-register so we can have enough material for everybody. You can text or call 715-762-0122. And just stop on out and see if fostering might be right for you.
All right, Tuesday, July 15th. Here's your calling, folks, listeners. Tuesday, July 15th, 5:30. Call to register. And fostering, define what fostering is to Catkins. Define that for us.
So fostering is a way that you can help two animals at Catkins. The one animal would be the animal that you're taking into your home and given a loving environment, helping to socialize them and train them so they're more adoptable. But the second animal you're helping is the animal who gets to come in off the waiting list into the kennel that is now not occupied because you took a pet into your home. So you're helping two animals, possibly more. And we usually ask for fosters for kittens, puppies, senior cats and dogs, or medical cases. So the fostering time can vary based on the animal that you foster.
All right. And you guys will take care of it's a time thing, right? It's a time. You'll take care. Help out with the food and the cat litter and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we provide all of the supplies. We pay for all the medical. We are just asking you give them a safe and loving environment, and their stress level is going to be so much lower in a loving home versus the shelter setting. And we also ask that you work with them to help them become a more adoptable pet.
Yeah, yeah, and there's all kinds of different options within that, too, depending on where you're living and what you're doing there. So they can always contact Catkins or catkinsanimalrescue.org with any information you need. But the 15th of July, 5:30, is a good time to attend a little session about fostering to see if it's something that will fit their lifestyle, right?
Yeah, we hope to have a lot of people there and to build that foster team.
All right. We're always continuing, of course, to finance what we're doing for our furry friends here, and we're looking to put more space out there eventually, too. So any significant fundraisers coming up we want to let people know about?
Well, we have our Puttin' for Paws on August 17th at the Park Falls Country Club, and we have that information out there on our website, so you can register a team for that. That's always a really fun day, so I hope you join us for that. For July, actually, this weekend, we're going to be at the Price County Rodeo, and we're going to have a booth there, and we're going to have pictures of our future build, so you can talk to us about that. We're going to have new t-shirts, and we're also going to have raffle baskets. So stop in at the booth before you head into the rodeo and say hi to us.
All right. And that'll be on
Friday and Saturday. I believe it starts at 5:30, the booth set up, and until the start of the rodeo.
All right. So if you're out at the rodeo, look for Catkins out there. All right. Anything else we missed?
No. We have some really, really cute puppies that are going to be available for adoption. You can come and meet them this week. We are closed this weekend due to the holiday, and we're short-staffed. But next week, we're going to be very busy. We have lots of puppies, and they are cute, nice puppies. So if you're looking for a puppy, check out our website and give us an email and come on in and meet them. I mean, I don't see how you could leave without one. They're so darn cute. Yeah. And we have lots of great adult dogs and cats available for adoption as well. So give us a call or stop on in during open hours.
Yeah, and even if having a pet isn't your thing, maybe you have allergies, maybe it doesn't fit your where you live, donations of either time or supplies or money is always a great way to support your organization, right?
It is, and we're grateful for any way you can help us. And if you're wondering how you can help us, you can always stop on in or give us an email or a phone call, and we'd like to discuss it with you.
CatkinsAnimalRescue.org, the website, a good place to communicate there. All right, Tanya, always good to see you. Thanks for all your work you do for our furry friends. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Joel.
Tanya,
have a great day.
Yep, Tanya out at Catkins here. We've got the news. Come more of Reality Radio. Hang around with us here.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others, topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
This 4th of July, fire up your appetite at Burgers Bar & Grill in Phillips. Celebrate America's birthday with their legendary Friday fish fry. Cod, perch, or walleye, hot and crispy. Saturday, enjoy prime rib grilled to perfection. With 30 specialty burgers and nightly specials every day but Wednesday, there's something for every Patriots plate. Great food, cold drinks, and all-American flavor await. Burgers Bar & Grill, next to A&W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Red, white, and true blue delicious all weekend long.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Hey, it's Big G. One of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and buffets. Dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 through Labor Day. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, German night. Saturday, pork bellies and prime rib. Sunday, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Let's not forget about Friday night's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Pontoon and fishing boat rentals daily. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Our roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Get ready for the long 4th of July weekend with a stop at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. They have a great selection of canopies and folding chairs to make your 4th festivities enjoyable. They also have thermosel appliances and repellent refills, as well